Blog Talk Radio.
To raise up your voice, and it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and to learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. You're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us, and I do mean all of us, to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend, was with the Z. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those that don't know, and for those who have never heard this show before, listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown. Along with my co-host, the wonderful and talented Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101, we live vicariously through you, broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's because of you, the callers, the bloggers, the listeners, that our show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out tonight, it won't be any different. This is about to be awesome. It's Wednesday, March the 23rd. The first quarter of the year is almost over, and it's about to go down like bad stock. Miss Oatmeal, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great this evening.
Doing great.
Workout before the show.
Uh-oh.
You know, so I'm here. I'm ready. I'm energized. I'm ready to get it in.
She ready to get down, y'all. This is about to be a hot one. Our last topic last week, ladies and gentlemen, was off the chain. You know, and we just got right down to it, you know. It was something that all of us had to just really get down and talk about. I love you enough to lie to you.
Wow.
Real talk. We came with it. We had a special guest, Miss Lolita Low Goods of the VH1 Beverly Hills Fabulous Show. And, I mean, that show was out of control. I was digging it. We were having fun. If you haven't seen that show, ladies and gentlemen, on VH1, 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific time is off the chain. They get down in Elgin Charles Beauty Salon out in Beverly Hills. And it was a treat to have her on the show. I can't wait till she comes back and trips out with us again, Miss Oatmeal. That was on point.
Oh, that was awesome. She was great.
Yeah. And I want to let y'all know tonight and going further, you never know who's going to pop up on the happy hour.
Never know.
But keep in mind, it's going to get hot. Just like a frying bag of fish grease, baby, it's just going to be hot. Now, today's show is sponsored in part by briefly, TGI Fridays. Those who are familiar with the restaurant TGI Fridays, they've kind of partnered in like what we're doing here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And as a treat for our Dallas-Fort Worth listeners tonight, if they just call in from Dallas, Texas, and let us know how much they enjoy the online happy hour, and they love to enjoy their weekend. Well, how was your weekend? This coming Friday, March the 25th, for the Dallas-Fort Worth listeners, it will be Friday and Fridays with your boy. We're going to take care of the bill for you. Just come on out and have dinner and trip out and learn a little bit more about the show, what's going on out here. Ms. Omen, I think that would be a wonderful thing. We want to thank TGI Fridays for participating with that.
Most definitely.
And it's going to be the TGI Fridays off of 635 of MacArthur in the urban area, Valley Ranch, if you will.
Wow, that's kind of close, isn't it?
Yeah, right not too far from the studio. So let's get down to it. I know y'all are ready. It's been a rough week, and I've been itching to talk about this all week long. That question has popped up, folks. Now, let me just paint this picture for you, for those who are listening, because I've been thinking about how can we really present this to light and make it matter. Now, some of you may have been here. Some of you may even know someone that's in a situation like this. Some of you might even be there right now. So there is room to relate to all of this, depending on what angle we come from. You've met someone. Things are going good, and you seem to be hitting it off very well and very quickly. The physical attraction is there. And you both begin to explore the hot, sweaty bliss of erotic illumination.
Woo.
Just getting down with it. And it's good. It's so good. The connection that you have, although it's built around sexual activity,
mm-hmm.
escalates into, I don't know, you may have a meal or two together. You may just occasionally go out in public together. You even begin to mention their name with your closest friends, and you make it a point to let your friends know that you're now spending time with this person. And that friendship you got with your other closest friend, it starts to dwindle, you know, because by now it's acceptable for that other person to start bringing over their overnight bag. You don't ask them questions. Ain't no reservations. And all of a sudden, these emotions start to surface because somebody done got confused. And it's elevated beyond the point of where this thing first started. So you want to ask, but you don't want to be out of place for sharing your emotions first. I know somebody's been here. You've been thinking about it, but you really don't know how quite to determine it. Because you want to know and you want to ask, where is this going? That's the topic tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So where is this going when the jump-off wants more?
The jump-off.
The jump-off. Now, before we even really get into the thick of this thing, we need to define what a jump-off is. No holds barred. This is our show.
Our show.
We're not going to be bleeped. We're not going to be bumped. We're going to say what we want to say. Now, if there may be some choice words that come out in this vocabulary tonight, it's okay, ladies and gentlemen. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Get all your Facebook friends. Get all the people on your cell phone. Tell them to call in. It's about to go down.
Going down.
This is real conversation tonight. And we're not even going to charge you for the advice we're going to give you on this one.
That's nice.
So, Ms. Oatmeal, from a female perspective, tell me a little bit. What's a jump-off? Because I know what it is.
A jump-off is your maintenance man, per se. That's somebody that you feel comfortable enough with that you engage in sexual relations.
Women got relations.
But you're not looking for a relationship.
Okay.
They're just a jump off.
Right.
So, you know, you probably won't even go out in public with this person on in an intimate setting with just you and that individual.
Right.
You might see them at a social gathering or, you know, a bar or something of that nature. Because 9 times out of 10, you may know them.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of your coworkers.
Right. Oh, a coworker.
It could be a coworker.
Oh, that mercy.
It could be somebody in the crew that you roll with, you know. It doesn't necessarily have to be an outside individual, but it can be. So it's somebody, again, like I said, that you have intimate relationships with, and it's supposed to, you have an understanding of that's what it is when you start off.
Right.
That's how you should end, but, you know, we have no, you have no control if things change or of emotions.
Wow. You know, she brings up a good point. She said the maintenance man, come in and take care of some business.
Mm-hmm.
And once your job is done, it's time for you to go.
Out.
Fellas, for those of you who don't know what the jump off is, it was best said by a good man, it's the difference between the woman that eats the steak and the woman that gets the drive-thru with Taco Bell. Follow me on this one. She's only there to serve that purpose. She only gets yay much attention, and there's only so many things that you are going to do with her behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to go any further. That's the intent of the jump-off.
The intent.
That's the intent. She may look good. She may smell good. She might be the one physically that you can't get enough of.
What about her brain?
What about her brain? It's good that she has one and she's not a vegetable.
Okay.
That's good to know.
But
she could be dumb as rocks and need as much help crossing the street as a 2-year-old child in a stroller. However, that's not her purpose.
No.
It's just to get off, to get pleased, and go home.
Mm-hmm.
So understand, if you really don't know what a jump off is, have a little bit of definition to you. If this person does not walk you back to your car when your session is through, you, sir, ma'am, are a jump off. If this person only calls you when the stars are shining at night, you, sir, ma'am, are a jump off. If this person never asks you how your day was at work and could care less about what's going on with your family when you had a rough day, you, sir, ma'am, are a jump-off. Get that understood. So where are things going? You came in one way, and all of a sudden you want to change the game up a little bit. But you've been involved physically, getting down, getting loose, and having the legs spread like an old-fashioned TV antenna trying to change channels. All of a sudden, now you want to know what's different. Where is this going? You've tapped into me emotionally. Now, brothers, it can happen to you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because she can have you to the point to where you can't close your mouth, and it's tough for you to blink at night when you're looking up at the ceiling. It can happen to you, too. Brothers don't get exempt. So you're kind of really trying to figure out where in the world is we going. We've been going at it. I've been hitting it for quite some time. She seemed like she could be the one. Every now and then, you know, she might buy me a chicken sandwich here and there.
I'll let you eat while you're over there.
Yeah.
Have a little breakfast.
If she really likes you, she'll bring the hot towel to you and help you get cleaned off for round two. It is what it is, folks. Understand your role and where this is going. If this is where your relationship has begun, why now? Where's the need to find a change? Why do they want to know now, Miss Oatmeal, after all this is taking place? The sexing is good, but you want to change things up. Is there a reason for that? Why?
Well, they've already violated the jump-off rule. There should not be any spending the night. No, a bag should not enter.
Never.
Well, not on a consecutive basis.
Not even if you got a long drive to work in the morning.
You've got to draw the line every now and then.
You
cannot get comfortable. See, that's what happens. That's why the person, you know, can say, where is this going? Once they start to become comfortable, they no longer have the guest toothbrush that they get one time. They're bringing their own toothbrush over.
They're bringing their own toothbrush Oh, my gosh.
You know, it should be wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Open the door. Oh, I've got to get up early in the morning.
Mm. Let alone bring your own little bottle of water.
You know.
Let me put this in the fridge if you don't mind.
I'll see you tomorrow. I'll call you. Let me know when you make it home. Those are jump-off rules. But when you start staying the night and cuddling.
Oh.
And waking up and having breakfast together.
Hmm.
I mean, come on now. It's a no-brainer. Those are actions of individuals who may want to have something with that person. So one person may feel that way. The other person may be going with the rules still.
Mm.
But they're enjoying the comfort and you know, all the perks that are coming with the jump off.
Right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't get offended. Miss Oatmeal said the C word. She said cuddle. Most people aren't allowed to do that when they're a jump off, but it's okay. We're going to talk about that tonight. So where is this going when the jump off wants more? Call in and let us know. Maybe you've been a jump off. Maybe you jumped on and jumped back off of somebody. We want to hear from you. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. I'm going to get to the phone lines in just 1 second. But before we get there, Ms. O'Neill, help me understand. What difference does it make where this is going? Why does it matter? Who wants to know this?
It shouldn't matter.
Mm.
If you're sticking to the rules of the jump off,
okay,
also known as the maintenance man,
mm,
and you don't have these issues. So if you agree this is all we're going to be, and the other person starts to have actions that are outside the guidelines of the jump off rules, then you have to be able to put them back in their place.
Wow.
So if they say, oh, yes, all good, you know, say for instance it's a coworker.
Okay.
And, you know, we have this agreement.
Go there with the coworker.
And they're like, oh, no, you know, I can't have that type of drama at work, you know, because the last job I was at, the female that I had, you know, we had that type of relationship. She went crazy.
Mm.
Put our business all out at the job. And you say, okay, well, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
And his brain, he hears you. But then once you, it doesn't happen, you know, y'all get together. He comes over and he hooks you up. You hook him up. And something happens magical.
Magical?
Magical.
Oh, gosh.
For him.
Mm.
And then you come out and you have notes on your car.
What?
Yes. Just like that.
Oh.
Calling you, what are you doing tonight? Can I come over?
See, that's a bit too much.
That is out of line. That is not in the rule book for jump off or maintenance man. It's when I call you.
Oh, my.
Is when it's going down. You don't ask me. I tell you I'm ready. And that's how it should go with the men as well. They shouldn't be able to ask you. It's a jump off.
It is what it is.
So you need to keep them in the jump off lane.
Right. Understand this, folks. State your name. Know your purpose. What's going on with you? 646-727-3279. It's time to go to the phone lines and go and get with it. I mean, it is what it is, folks. We're going to talk about it. So where is this going? When the jump off wants more. We get down in Dallas, Texas, but let's take it on up north, and let's hear from the golden lady herself, Miss Darling Nikki, up in Detroit, Detroit's finest. She's on the line. Nikki, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, Andy? What's up, Miss Oatmeal?
Hey, Nikki.
Hey, man, I have been wrapping my mind around this topic all week.
Yeah.
Woo! And to answer your question, it's going nowhere because it started from nowhere. That's exactly where it's going. And
really?
I wish I can't. Yeah, man, please. I can't speak from a man's perspective because, one, I'm not a man and I'm not emotionally, women are not emotionally equipped like men. And if I could tell my sisters out there anything, stop trying to position yourself as a man. We are not emotionally equipped to deal with the circumstances and the situations that come with allowing ourselves to lay down with the man with no strings attached. we are not emotionally built for it. So I think that what it actually continually, it constantly perpetuates the notion that men ain't shit, and it constantly perpetuates the notion that women are trying to stick and move like men are, and that's why everything is screwed up. We are not built for that shit. I don't care how loud you can scream from the rooftops that you are independent, how you can put up a fence yourself, how you can do all those things. God didn't create us like that. Because if God had created us like that, he wouldn't have needed a man and a woman. He could have just had two men. So if women stop putting themselves in them situations, they won't have to worry about what it's going to become. It's not going to become anything. Once you lay down with a man, you have nothing else to give him. So if you think, because what if something serious happens? What if something detrimental, life-changing happens? What if your mother dies and the fool you've been laid up with for the last five or 6 months of the titleless relationship, you call him to lean on him for some emotional support? But, oh, let's not we forget, just because something tragic has happened to you doesn't mean you escape the category of the jump off. So all that emotional support you're looking for, you're not going to get it. So the best thing you can do is not be a jump off, because it's not going to go anywhere. And I know it's a snowball's chance in hell that if you are in a jump off type relationship, that, oh, he might just fall for you. Oh, that she might just fall for you. Maybe. Hell, you might just hit the lottery. What are those chances?
Okay, let me ask you this, Nikki. What if you're, you know, coming from a woman's perspective, of course, that's the only perspective we can come from, but if we have a jump off, so you're saying that we can't have a jump off, it's a guy, I mean, he looks like Tyrese, he's built, chocolate, just muscular, but he's dumb as a doorknob, and all he wants is a physical relationship.
I'm not saying it's not possible, because I know that there are, so I'm not going to say all women are like that. I can only say I'm like that. I know that I am not capable of being in just a sexually gratifying relationship, and that's all it be. I'm not capable of that. That Tyrese you just described, I had the perfect, woo, when I tell you, yeah, y'all would have heard me shouting from the rooftops down in Dallas. I had that opportunity, and when I thought about it, I said, man, I need more, and I want more. I can't, you know, and if I could, since this is the online happy hour and this is how we get down, if I could just be so honest, it gets a point where you get tired of self-pleasure. You get tired of that. I don't want, and if all I'm going to get out of it is just somebody who can come over and break me off and disappear, then I can keep going to the toy store and getting rabbits and bullets. Because at the end of the night, I want to be held. So for me, I'm not capable of that kind of relationship. Thought about it. I ain't even going to hold the audience people up. Thought about it, contemplated. But then I had to think about, like, man, you know, I have a son. Even though my son would never be around anyone I'm not serious about, what kind of indirect example is that for how he should be treating a woman when he grows up? You know, and right. Then how am I going to feel if I step out and this, you know, this man, my maintenance man, is somewhere on the town with his boo, his true boo, the one who gets to go in public. Oh, no. I'm going to mess around and be on the national news. So because I know I'm not capable of that, I have strayed far, far away from even going in that direction, period. Now, I got my nights. I do have my nights. Trust and believe me. You know, a woman is in hits her sexual peak somewhere between, you know, 33 and 42. I'm 37 next week. So I have my nights. But that doesn't outweigh what I know I need in the long run. And that I don't want to go to jail. Yeah, I don't want to be in jail.
That's real talk. Definitely.
Lord. Y'all ladies are incredible. Let's go to the phone lines and see what the people got to say about it. Nikki, let's just stay in your neck of the woods and see if they continue to think like that in Detroit. We have a caller out there, 313, that's going to chime in with us in just a moment. Last number is ending in 1744. Caller from that 8 Mile. Caller, you on the line on the happy hour. Who is this?
Hello, how you doing? It's T-Hood. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
You can hear me. Hey, how you doing? Angie, I called in this week. I told y'all I was going to call in. Hey, Nikki. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, girl.
How you doing? I have to totally agree with my homegirl, totally. agree with her. Miss Eleanor, I totally understand where you're coming from, but the only way I feel that a woman can maintain that jump-off status with the man is that she has a couple jump-off. Because women, we are equipped to have that emotional attachment when it comes to sex. Men, it's an act to men. It's emotion to us. So when you're just jumping off with somebody and you're saying, oh, I'm not getting close to him, usually you're probably jumping off with two and three and four other men also to keep your feelings away from possibly that main jump-off. I personally, like Nikki, I can't do that. First of all, I think it's almost a little bit nasty, but I just don't, you know, it comes a time, and we're older, you know, myself, I'm 37 as well. It just comes a time where you need more than just that physical. It just doesn't cut it anymore, you know. It's like physical, that's cool and everything, but like she said, things may happen in your life, just day-to-day stress, you know, everyone is dealing with a lot. You know, you need more than just, come on, baby, let's just go and let's do our thing here. And, you know, it only goes to a certain point with a woman, and then at some point she's going to get emotionally attached. I don't care what she says. She can lie about it, and most of us do. Oh, girl, I'm straight. I don't need. That's not true. Women will get emotionally attached and want more if you continue that behavior. That's just bottom line. Been there, done that. It's not worth it.
Well, you know, here's the thing about that, Tasha, because you Miss Oatmeal brought that word up a little earlier. I don't know if you heard it or not. We can use all kind of language tonight. It's okay. She brought up the word cuddling. You know, when you begin to do that cuddling thing, that can kind of see where those emotions can play in. And I can see that. Men want to sometimes do it, not all the time. If you understand where you're going and who this is to you, that cuddling and that emotional connection really doesn't have to be there. It's not necessary if you understand what this person is. So where is this going? Where are we trying to take this to? It should stay right there where it is. You know, when you take, and I can give you a basic example. When you have 2 + 2, it's 4. Regardless of where you count this, in Europe, in Colorado, in Springfield, in Australia, it's still 4. Now, when you start to vary off and do different things with it, you know, what's 2 + 2? Carry the 1, divide by 6, all this extra stuff that's involved, that's when things start to change. So I can understand the emotional aspect of it, but when you put yourself in that position and say, you know what, this is what it is, this is where I'm meeting you, and I'm going to keep you right here for just this particular time, then that's what it's supposed to be. Do you have a comment on that, Ms. Oatmeal?
I agree with you, Andy. You know, I'm not going to say that I've never gotten caught up,
mm-hmm.
but it only took me one time.
Well, it happens to all of us.
You know, and after that, it was like, okay, I know what I need to do.
Right.
I'm going to go there. So I'm going to go there, wham, bam, thank you, sir, good night.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. If you want to cuddle, I don't even want you cuddling. I don't want to cuddle. You
right.
know, Nikki brought up, you know, using toys and things of that nature. Well, that can only go so far for me because I need to be touched.
Right.
Now, after we, you know, get finished with what we're doing, you can go. I'm good. Now, if we start, you know, all the going out on the town a little bit here and there, you know, somewhere where don't nobody know us, you know, we,
mm-hmm.
you know, we boot up on the phone.
Right.
And I'm letting you bring over the overnight bag. Of course, something is starting to happen.
Uh-huh.
Either way it goes, for the female or the male, if any person lets that start to occur, of course someone can say, well, where is this going? Because see, you're acting like you're trying to get to know this person
right.
to be with them.
Right. Hello.
And not to say that you cannot buy me a double cheeseburger or a Whataburger or something like that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, buy me a 2-piece and a pepper. That's good. You know, you're like, okay, here, let me give you a little something to eat. Cool.
Right.
All right. You good. You don't have to feel disrespected if you don't put yourself in that position.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put yourself in the position to be all out and open all the way up, wide open, of course you're going to get hurt.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we do. We get down, baby, like bad stock. I done told y'all about this happy hour. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Nikki, I'm going to go back to the phone lines. Miss Oatmeal, I want the callers to represent. They out there 3-1-3 tonight. Detroit is representing. You know, them Pistons ain't playing no good ball right now.
There
y'all
you
know
go.
Y'all know y'all join us. Let's get right to it. 3-1-3, your last numbers are 2771. You on the happy hour tonight. I want to thank Tasha for calling in.
Hey, Nikki, it's your girl Jennifer, definitely representing. And, you know, this is a great conversation, and I think from what needs to happen from the women's perspective, I think Tasha and Nikki have both done a great job of kind of framing that up. But I just want to call in as a dissenter tonight. And, you know, I think someone said that we've all fell victim and all fell prey, but I have a big issue with men who play that role like they don't want to have that emotional attachment, and they kind of put that disclaimer out there, but then everything that they do is just the opposite. So then you get to that stalling moment where, as a woman, you heard what he said, that he didn't want to be in a relationship, but yet he does everything just the opposite. He does come over. You guys do go out on dates. He may even go to a family reunion. Now, I'm a woman who's definitely had my share of hitting my head against the pavement, making that mistake, but I just want the fellas to kind of step up and say, you know what, we probably shouldn't play into that role. We should probably stick to our word and let our actions be the guide to say, you know what, if we really don't want a relationship, we need to stop acting like we want a relationship. We need to stop acting like, you know, we want to be around you all the time and spend that FaceTime and spend that phone time. It's a total contradiction. And then it's almost like as a woman, they wait for you to get hooked and then say, but I told you that's not what I was trying to do. I think that's wrong. That's wrong, man.
What? Jennifer?
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to put it out there.
Put it out
tonight,
there.
Tonight's show, and I'm going to just be honest with you, tonight's show is not going to have a lot of male callers tonight because there are some men who are very sensitive, and they don't know how to express themselves and tell the truth. Now, for the lackadaisical man, this show's not for you, bro. Turn off the radio. Pick up your phone. This is not your show. For the real men who need to step up and just don't know how to speak to women, because when this question is being asked, you say, huh, and you stutter, and you want to ask like you don't know what's going on, allow me to speak for you. Because what's really going on, sweetheart, is the fact that he really doesn't like you like that. It's only the physical connection and what he can get from the situation. Okay, that's how the roundabout conversation of that relationship came about. Now, it takes time for men to grab the maturity level to express themselves correctly. I myself haven't always done this. And at times, and you have to let this situation be known, that some women out there, there are going to be some men that play the game because you allow them to. And we don't have to say everything that you want us to say or anything that's necessary, because why should I? There's no need to do that. So I can tell you just enough to keep you right there in this situation and keep you dangling on my string. I want you ladies to really understand that tonight. And Nikki, I want you to – I know you can kind of vouch for that. Miss Oatmeal shaking her head. She's nodding with me also. It is what it
yeah.
is.
Go ahead, well – No, I mean, I understand. It definitely is what it is, but there has to be some level of accountability. I happen to be a woman that has some really, really great men in my life, you know, great male friends. Andy, I would consider you one. And, you know, the way we chop it up is a little bit different than, you know, just the average, you know, person you met, you know, last year. So I
right.
have the dubious distinction of having some very, very honest men in my life who are emotionally vulnerable when we have conversations about relationships. And what I'm finding out from men that I talk to is that, you all go through the same ups and downs emotionally as we do, but you get the pass to hide it behind the mask of being a man. And on top of that, there really is no accountability. Because you know what? I'm actually sick of, I'm sick and tired of the onus being put on the woman. Like, you should know better. You're this age. You're that age. You're educated. You're this. You should know better. Well, you know what? Damn it. I'm emotional. And sometimes my emotions make the decisions for me. Now, I would say to men, damn it, you should know better too. Because while you out here playing the game, you know what you're doing is wrong. And just because you can get away with doing something, does that mean you should do it? Just because you can be sleeping around with two and three, and I don't mean no hood rat type chicks. I mean quality women. And at the end of the day, yeah, we all fall for it. We all fall for the okie doke. It's a part of, you know, growing and becoming wiser. But at the end of the day, as a man, just because you can, does that mean you should? It got to be some accountability in this game on both ends. And as a woman, I'm just tired of always hearing, well, a man going to do this and a man going to do that. You know what? You damn right. He is. But at the end of the day, should he? My son can attempt a whole lot of stuff, but you know what? When he thinks about me in the back of his head, it stops him. So I'm just saying on the accountability end, it needs to be that needs to be redirected some. This got to be a 50-50 thing. Just because I know better, you know, I shouldn't be carrying the burden of that entire onus.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Oh, I hear you. I got to get back to the phone. Let it go off tonight. Ladies, this is your shot. I'm going to represent for the brothers because I don't think they're really going to call and be honest with you. I'm going to tell you like it is. They're not going to call in. There's some men out there, they're listening because they're a little afraid. They just don't know how to communicate to you. They don't. Pillow cushion, they represent toughness. They pat their chest in front of you. But as soon as you hang up that phone or as soon as they close that door, they as soft as cotton. themselves. I ain't talking about all men. It's just certain levels of male species that are out there that can't be real with it. Let's get to the phone lines, folks. Let the ladies go ahead and voice their opinion on this one. We're talking about where is this going when the jump off wants more. Caller from Dallas, Texas. I'm going to bring it back to the Dirty South, Dallas, Texas. You're on the line with us tonight. On the line. Who's calling tonight?
Hello?
Hey, sweetheart.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
Yeah.
How are you? Can you hear me?
This is
Misty out of Dallas.
Hey, Misty.
Hey. How you doing, Oatmeal? How you doing, Mr. Brown?
Doing fantastic.
I've been kind of squirming over here with this subject, this topic, and I have a few things addressed that some of the ladies have said to me. You know, this is just to play devil's advocate. Let me just put a caveat in there that I have been a woman that's been in love. I have been a woman that's been emotionally involved. I have been a woman that fell into a trap of, okay, it's a jump off situation, and then boop, got my head knocked against the pavement like the other young lady mentioned. But I got to comment on this young lady that mentioned, if you're a jump off or if you're going to have jump offs, that means you got about three or four of them. I have to pump the brakes on that because that's not true. At this point in life, if you're at our age with 35 to 40 range, whatever, and you get involved and you have someone that you feeling, you digging, but you know that you're not ready to get into a relationship for whatever reason, whether you're, you know, focused on your career, focused on building a business, focused on raising a child, or you just got out of a relationship, whatever the case might be, doesn't mean you need to go and get three or four. You could have one good one and be chilling as long as you know how to manage your emotions. That's
right.
Where women mess up. They mess up because they get all emotional and forget what they agreed to or forget why they even got involved in the situation. So for a person like myself, I'm focused on a business. I'm focused on building something. I'm focused on raising a child. Okay, I could get a jump off, but I stay focused on the fact that I'm not going to sway to the right and say, oh, now I'm ready to get involved. Now, if somehow over the time it's an agreed upon thing, maybe. But that still might not be the person I want to agree to settle into a relationship with. Why can't women have the choice on if they want to be committed to this jump off? Why can't women control their emotions with the jump off? Why is it that we got to be either doing three or four, or we got to either settle for plastic bottle going up us, or we either given to the touch of a man and fall emotionally head over heels. Why can't we manage this thing ourselves? That's
okay.
When we have a choice. We have choices.
Wait a minute.
I got a question for you, Missy. Have you ever jump off and you did not become emotionally attached and it just was what it was, jump off?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I sure have. And it's not, I'm not saying it like, oh, yeah, I'm beating my chest like King Kong. But I'm saying that to say that, yes, I have. It's not always been the case where, oh, my God, this is jumping. Oh, my God, I didn't. Oh, he puts it down. I'm just, oh, that got to be my man. No, he could put it down. But just what? Why can't I be putting it down, too? Why we can't just be doing this and we being thinking? It's just what it is.
Right.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right, because I'm telling y'all, ladies, the men are not going to call in on this. They're afraid. They're afraid, and they don't know how to talk. Now, there may be few that call in. There could be an exception to the rule. But the reality of it is, Misty, you know what? Honestly, I want to thank you for calling, sweetheart. We really could end the show right now. Based on what you said, show could be over. You know, somebody to understand this. We can, you know, put a journal together and write a book on this one. But you hit it on the head. You got to take your emotions out of this thing because you didn't come in with your emotions and you didn't establish this up front. Where is this going? People will spend time and time, weeks in, weeks out, like you're really trying to figure this person out. You're not 14. It doesn't make or take that long for you to understand where this is going. Number one, if you've been down this road before, you can see some of the warning signs. Number two, when you have questions about where this is going before you have to ask, chances are you already know, okay, there's a problem here with our communication. I don't really know where this is going. We haven't to make it time to talk about this. But you know what? When I leave their house tomorrow, after I've gone to get mine, we'll talk about it then. Really? Where is this going, ladies? Where is this going, fellas? You ain't got a clue. You ain't even got no. It's not even what you're looking for. Because you're going to handle someone who is not your jump-off completely different than someone you are completely and truly interested in. It's a fact. Mom is never going to meet your jump-off. Unless it's accidental. She may roll up and see y'all both in the drive-thru window because she may have had that craving for that cheeseburger first. You know what I'm saying? Your dad might not meet the jump-off. Why? Just wasn't in town. Same time y'all were, unless y'all just happened to pass each other at the stoplight.
Well, I have this question.
Mm-hmm.
What if the jump-off has never experienced the kind of treatment that he showed her? You know, she might be an airhead, like you said. She looks good. Her body is good. You don't care about what's going on in her head.
Right.
And what you're doing for her, she's never, you know, felt that way before. No other man has treated her that way, even though she's just a jump off.
Treated her that way physically?
Physically, and, you know, got a double cheeseburger or what have you.
Then it goes back to what I was saying before, that a lot of men aren't going to make that statement. This is who you are to me.
She's never had a man that looks so good and so muscular and just put it down like that before.
No.
And then she she's attracted to it.
You know what? What we're talking about tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is avoiding Jasmine Sullivan's lyrics in her songs, okay? No need to bust
out the windows out.
Yeah, no need to bust the windows. No need to count down. Because what you need to do is just establish this up front. If she's never had that kind of treatment, and that's a very good question to ask, if she's never had this kind of treatment before, and it appears as if she's giving back a little bit of resistance because it seems different, it looks different, then you need to address this up front and tell them exactly what this is. Now, if you are afraid, young man, that you are going to lose out on a piece of ass because you spoke up and told her who she was, then obviously you're not doing your math correctly. Listen, put it to you like this, folks. We are in the, we broadcast here out of Dallas, Texas, and it's simple arithmetic. There are roughly, lowballing, shall we say, 2 million people living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Half of them are women, which means there are roughly about 1 million women in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on a lowballing. If one woman does not like you or does not comprehend with what you are trying to do, that is 999,999 that you have the opportunity to do your thing with. Simple math, bruh. But if she's the one that you can't get, I got to run game on this one, or I got to play games with this one. It's you. You're not communicating that level. Be upfront. Now,
or really, your game is just not where you think it is. That's what we're really trying to say. Your game is not up to par. Because at the end of the day, if you are if you claim to be getting it in like that and you have it like that, the truth should not be a problem. That's a real player. The truth ain't a problem for no pimp.
No.
So if that's the case, you might as well just be, this is who you are to me. I see you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This is all it's going to be. And if you can't roll with that, then deuces. You might find that chick who like, okay, cool. That fits my schedule. That's accommodating. I don't go to the gym on those days. Bet, let's roll. But if you got the game play and lie and all this other stuff, that's not really, that's deception.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care, you know.
What you're going to get, Nikki, is you're going to hear the infamous, I've been busy.
Ah, man.
And I got a lot going on over here.
Yeah, okay.
I've been really...
But my daddy always told me, when a man want to see you, he'll make time.
Right. They'll make time for the things that they want to do. We're hunters mm-hmm. by nature. So if we're busy and we're occupied and there is nothing coming out of that busyness, so to speak, leave it alone. Let them be busy.
But reality, that man, the man that tells the truth, still going to get some backlash.
So what?
Okay, you still going to have one or two busted that are still going to feel like, me and you, we should be together. How come you don't want to be with me?
Hmm.
He might get a couple of scratches on his car. That's the game that you chose to play.
Yeah.
So when you play the game, regardless if you play the game to get the person,
mm-hmm.
they could have agreed.
Right.
But then their emotions became attached.
Right.
And then they get mad at you. So just because you tell the truth does not mean that you're not going to get somebody that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
And that's true.
And that's not going to you know, scratch up a car or blow your phone up. Or act in a manner that you don't feel that they shouldn't act in.
Mm-hmm.
You can't call all the shots to be perfect. They will never be. So
you better get the backlash on the front than the baby on the back.
Right. There's consequences that may occur. So when you do this, when you become a jump off or you have a jump off,
right?
Everybody is taking a risk.
You are. And it is what it is. You put yourself in that situation because that questioning yourself, so where is this going when the jump off is really wanting more, is a risky question to ask because
mm-hmm.
that you're about to get may really not be what you want to find out. It is what it is, Nikki. Any comments on that before we go back to the phone lines?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we are adults and, you know, it is what it is, but at the same time, There has to be some sort of one self-control and some accountability. And if I could just, you know, piggyback on, I believe her name was Misty, what she said, it's not that women can't play that role. By all means, if you want to play that role and you think you can step into the man arena, because that's what men are capable of that. If you think you can step into that arena and, you know, do that on a continual basis, good luck down the road if you ever do want to be somebody's wife. See, because lest we not forget, we do live in a double standard society. So while, and I'm not specifically speaking of Misty, I'm just saying in general, if you want to continue to do you and, you know, jump it off throughout your 30s and, you know, early 40s or however old you are when you decide to settle down and be somebody's wife, please know that we still live in a double standard society. And don't no man want to hold for a wife.
That's true. That is true. But you don't have to be out there hoeing.
No, not. But you know, but that's you don't have to be. But it only take 2-3 conversations for your name to come up before people start to speculate. You know, it's some people who still don't go to homecoming now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Uh huh.
Big shout and letting it be known that's representing. We got something for you, sweetheart. You know what? We like to feed our callers, and we have something very special for you. Because you called in and made a great statement tonight, I just want to let you know that we have for you, you know, courtesy of me, I'm going to provide you a coupon for a free side of hash browns at the Waffle House on your next visit. That's my girl. Present that thing. I love the way y'all bring them responses. Out of control tonight, y'all. This is what's up. This is just how we get down. So where is the jump off? Where is this going? When the jump off wants more?
Well, before we go into the next set of questions, Andy, I would like everybody to pull out their pen and paper and write this website down. One of our dear friends here on the online happy hour, Mr. Ricky Peters, will be having a kidney transplant in a couple of months. He is a graduate of Southern University, and his kidney donor is a graduate of Grambling State University. What we want to do is make sure we get the word out there and spread the word so all of you can have the opportunity to donate for a good cause. And the website that we want you to go check out today is www.nlifenew4andrrick.com. New Life for Rick. So please, you guys, I encourage you to please, please, please donate for a great cause, saving someone's life, one of our fellow HBCU alumni that can really, really use your help.
That's real talk. And if you want to go to the site, for those of you who are in the chat room, if you go to the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, look on the affiliate links there, and you'll see the information that you can see what is going on with Ricky Peters and make sure that you understand his situation. God bless you, my man. Let's get on back to the show, brothers, and talk about it. Where is this going? When the jump off wants more. You know, bottom line, ladies, let's talk about this. And I want to hear from the ladies before I smack y'all across the head with the realness from my perspective. What kind of response does the other person normally give once they know what that question, the answer to that question is? In other words, when somebody responds to you with that particular question and they give you the answer that you may or may not have been looking for, what kind of response do you normally give? This is what you've asked for. Where is this going? Well, you know, I'm just trying to see what you want out of it. It's familiar. They say that. Well, I'm just trying to get to know you. Take some time to get to know me, which could be the truth. Or they may just say, I'm just trying to see what's happening. You know, what is it that you want? Trying to take the blame or that responsibility off of them. You know, ladies, how do you respond when these type of statements are given to you? Tell us what's going on with that. Nikki, can you kind of enlighten us on that one, please?
Yeah, I mean, and that conversation can take place in many a form, in a jump-off type situation, you know, just starting to date somebody. I mean, that question comes up a lot. And typically, you know, I have gotten some answers that it was a bitter pill to swallow. It wasn't the answer I was looking for, but it saved me some time and headache in the end, you know, because I asked that question. I call it coming full circle. What are we doing? What you trying to do? What is this? Because for me, I like definition. I like things defined, not necessarily with the title, but I need to know what your intentions are. So if you tell me, you know what, I think you're cool, I like hanging out with you, but, you know, I'm not feeling you like that. Wow, okay, you know, okay, cool, not what I wanted to hear, but I can appreciate the honesty. And then some men won't even tell you anything. The conversation will get flipped so much, and upside down so much that you won't even get a straight answer, and you're all off into a different conversation, but his actions will definitely tell you. And I've had both of them happen. And I just, you know, at that point, as a grown woman, you assess the situation. You say, is this what I want? And you throw them the deuces. You know, I had somebody call me I hadn't talked to in months, talking about, hey, you know, I just wanted to know why I hadn't heard from you. And I politely told him, because you're an asshole. I don't know what else you want me to tell you. I mean, you hurt my feelings the last time we spoke, and please don't think you can just call me on some, oh, it's been a couple of months, we cool now. No, we're not. I wish you well, and hasta la Chavez to you, but deuces. So, I mean, as a grown person, you just have to take into accountability what you actually want and then assess it from there. If you know when it's BS, when you see it and when you hear it. It just depends on where you are and whether or not you want to deal with it.
Interesting. Is Misty still on the line with us? Can we ask her to chime in on that? Misty, are you still there? Maybe she's not. Maybe she has the AT&T phone.
Yeah, I'm
phone.
Here. I'm okay. Here. I have a 4G droid that I'm still learning how to work.
T-Mobile.
You know what that
means? Yeah, T-Mobile.
Phone up and all.
Okay, I have something to say, and Nikki, you know, I love a great debate. Okay, I sit up and have a conversation with somebody about anything on any subject any day of the week. And what you mentioned earlier, and I know you were specifically directing it towards myself, but you mentioned earlier about if you set yourself up now, that you might be setting yourself up to what kind of wife you're going to be, speculation and double standards and this, that, and other. But my perspective is, me being a jump off today, and I have control over my emotions and my choices that I choose, because we all have choices, and we make that choice to be in a sexual agreement physically with somebody with barely any emotions attached, that's a choice to make. So I can then say, okay, boom, I don't want to do this anymore, and put myself in a position where I can then be the woman that attracts that man that finds a wife. I might not be ready for a true relationship when I have that jump off. I might have just came out of a relationship. I don't want those strings. I don't want that burden. I don't want that tied down, feeling pressured all day long, who, where, why, you tell me, go, and all this extra. So it might be from a different perspective versus I'm just looking for a relationship and I'm in a jump off situation hoping it turns into something better, because that might not be the case. And that's all I had to say.
Yeah, oh, not totally. And just for the record, it is definitely all of with me. I mean, like you said, we can chop it up about, and I'm sure you can tell I'm a debater too, so we can chop it up about anything. But usually when I talk, I'm a Christian. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, and I don't like to use Christianity as a backbone for the things that I say, because people sometimes will find it unrelatable. So when I say certain things like, you know, making yourself appropriate, for lack of a better term, to find a husband, a lot of those things for me are spiritually based. So for me, no, and I'm not a virgin. Okay, let's just go ahead and set the record straight. Got a 5-year-old son and I'm divorced, so I'm coming up on short on 3 of the 10 commandments already. However, I do think that when it comes to the dynamics of men and women, I think that women are better. And when I say better, we're better than a lot of things than men are. We are better at being caretakers and nurturers and givers. We're better at so many things. Men tell me all the time, look, we simple. Feed me, F me, and support me. That's all they really want. And women, when I say that we have to be better, I think it's important for us not to mirror the habits of men. Because when we begin to mirror their habits, then they no longer look at us as prized possessions. They no longer look at us as women. They simply look at us as, you know, whatever they need for that time. And I'm not saying that as a woman in this day and age where we are, you know, in tune with ourselves sexually. We talk about sex a lot more, way more than my mother and grandmother ever did. We're in tune with our bodies. We know what we like. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but I'm saying because we do live in a society that, you know, especially down there in the Bible Belt, that we are expected, you know, to be better than men. And once we start to kind of dive into that pool of, oh, well, men do it, you know, well, we can do it. We can, but it just it dirties the water a little bit, if that makes sense. We can't swim in the same pool with them just because somebody needs to be able to keep the other person in check. And if we're both willing to step out there and just be like, well, you know what, you do you and I'm going to do me, we're never going to get it right. And so for me, it's just that, like I said, I have my nights and my weekends. I've been single for, 2.5 years now, and it's hard. It is extremely hard. It's probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I mean, if somebody wanted to put an apron on me and give me a cookie sheet and trade in my house and my car, I would happily do it, because now as a woman, I understand what would fulfill me on a different level. I didn't feel this way when I was in my 20s. So I'm just looking at things from a different perspective. And for me, the trade-off just isn't worth it. It's just not worth it.
And you're right. At my ripe age of 29, I would have to agree. You at this point, you shouldn't have your legs open, for anybody, not even one person, just to enter. And it's not based on, you're wanting to be with this person in a long-term relationship, and more so marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think Russell Simmons said it best. Love is not legs open very easily.
Right. And
Nikki, don't you tell nobody else you said that.
So, yes, when we're speaking on our age bracket, you should be, more advanced and more mature in your decision-making skills when it comes to your body. I always say, I don't want to be wore out. And I'm not going to be. So, therefore, the choices I make are good choices. Nobody's perfect. There's not one Christian on this earth that is perfect. I'm a Christian, but none of us will ever be perfect. We all have different things that, we get caught up on.
Mm-hmm.
To actually just put yourself out there like that, to just say it's okay, that's one thing. But definitely our younger females, they have it harder than what we did, because all the sexual nature videos and music
everything.
That's out there, they feel like they got to throw it to even get a man's attention.
Mm-hmm.
So they're giving it, more freely. It's easy.
For a Happy Meal and some Jordans.
Right. It's real. Easy these days. So therefore, definitely we want to make sure that, we put the put it out there that it's not about wanting to be a jump off or condoning, anyone to behave that way, because it's not right.
Nope.
The consequences that come with it, because you can't continue to jump it off. You can't continue to have many jump offs, and you can't continue to be a jump off. Because you're going to face some consequences, whether it be STDs, whether it be a baby, whether it be, vandalism. Oh, it's going to happen. You're going to get...
Or so emotionally abused, by the time somebody decent does come around, you don't even know how to accept them and embrace them. You're too emotionally scarred from all the other mess you've been through.
Right. So are you create some type of bitterness in another person, and they become cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, exactly, for the next mm-hmm. individual.
I'm hearing the ladies represent, and I don't mind holding it down for the brothers. I've been doing this for quite some time. Let me just let this be known, because it's a choice. You have options. You have to know what you want out of this up front. Now, sometimes you may get confused because you're trying to feel this person out. Is Tasha still on the line?
Yes, I am.
So you still? How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm fine.
Huh?
I said I'm fine. How are you?
I want to come back to you. I like what you said a little bit earlier, and I want to bring this question, to you, just to give your perspective. And we're not picking on you just yet, but I just wanted to bring you back into the conversation. If things like this were established up front, then what happens that there is a need that this question needs to be revisited or brought up again? Is somebody not paying attention? Is somebody not listening?
I would not say that it's someone not listening. I heard you loud and clear when you said what you said. However, I think someone, I'm not really sure who it was, said earlier in the conversation that a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times, men will do things totally opposite of what they just told you that this was all about up front. So they start inviting you here and going out to dinner and let's do this. So it confuses a woman because you're spending time with me. You're giving me this. So now we're thinking like, okay, well, maybe he wants more than what he says that he wants. And that is our fault for doing that. But we are emotional. I still go back to that because to have come from a situation like that and the same up front, this is what it's about. This is what we're going to do. And I wasn't able to, first of all, it wasn't what I wanted, but I can do this. Okay, this is cool. You know what? Yeah, you can do it. I can do it too, as Nikki said. No, you cannot, because your emotion at some point, if you continue to do that, will turn toward, I want to be with him. Oh, I love him. I mean, I guess, and it could be the kind of person that I am. Maybe I'm a little bit too emotional. Maybe that's why a jump off is not for me. But it does happen. I see it happen every day. I know I'm not alone in saying that a jump off is not a good thing. If that's not where you want to be, then you, when we establish this in the beginning and you say that, hey, this is what I want, if you know that those are not the terms and agreements that you want to agree to, then you need to jump out quick, fast, and in a hurry. Because you being emotional, a woman being emotional, it will turn to that. And it's hard to get out of that once you're in. And then you get all that other foolishness that comes with that. It's not a good thing. You save yourself for so much emotional stress, physical stress, for gaining, losing weight, all those other types of things that you don't even have to go through or put yourself through if, hey, in the beginning, let's set the ground. If you don't want what I want, then guess what? We're not for one another and walk away from it. That's just how I feel about it.
Right, but, you know, these days, some females are cool with being jump off.
Yep.
Because some of them get babies out of it, you know, especially when it comes to the athlete. I mean, they ready to
cool. And that's a moral thing as well. That's a moral thing as well. And not to judge anybody. I wasn't raised like that. You know, I was raised, you go to school, you get an education, and guess what? The number one rule is you better not bring a baby in here. That's flat out. I'm 37 years old. I've done what I've done in the past, but guess what? I do not have a child. I mean, it's just certain things. The way I was raised, I still don't go against some of those things. So, you know, I hear women at my job say the same thing. I just want a baby. I do too. But it's not that serious for me to have a child that I'm going to manipulate not only my child's emotional state, but my emotional state by just having sex with someone to satisfy our urge for right then. And then now it's still an emotional train you go through because for 18 years I have to bicker and go back and forth and child support. I don't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what I am. And I can only speak for Tasha and what's best for me has been in that situation. It's not good. I wouldn't advise people to go in that unless you really are that strong. I have some girlfriends. They sit with married men. They think it's okay. I mean, and that's fine. If that's what you want to do and you think karma not a bitch, please, you know, go ahead. Have your fun. But it's going to come a day where you're going to have to deal with what you have done. You have to deal with those emotions. You have to deal with the situation you put yourself in. You have, like you said, Andy, you have a choice. You have options. You can say yay or nay. And women need to be held accountable more for that option. You understand what I'm saying? You know, the man being honest, saying this is what I want or do not want, and you say, okay, you know what, this is not for me.
And you're right. You know, you are right. You're coming with what is right to do. And I'm the same way. You know, I don't have any kids. I'm not desperate to have any. I could have some if I wanted to, but I don't want to go that route because that's not how I was raised. But when I look out into society and the world today and some of the younger females, even some females that are close to our age, they've gotten caught up, you know, in what they see and what's going on around them, you know, being putting themselves out there, you know, to be ran through. They may think that the control, but they really don't. You know, they may see a couple of jump off, you know, gain from being a jump off. Ooh, now Shaq's with me. He's not with Shawnee no more. Hey, he's with the jump. So maybe I can be in that position if I just become the jump off. You know, females, they think like that. Maybe one
day. That's a self-worth thing right there. I mean, at the end of the day, for women that are in their 20s, God, there's no way on God's green earth I would want to be in my 20s these days trying to date or, you know, select a mate. No way in hell. So all they know is jumping it off, because who are their examples? That's all they
know.
So to them, that's normal.
The NBA, what is that show, the reality show? The Basketball Wives.
Woo, hot mess.
Evelyn is a wife, but guess what? Evelyn is a jump off.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, she is.
You know, so these are the things that, you know, is being put out in the media and in society, and these females is like, ooh, if I can just, you know, have the opportunity to get in like one of them, you know, maybe I can win. That's reality.
That's
reality.
Self-worth, though. That goes back to self-worth and how you feel, and how you feel about self. Cat Williams said it best. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. Can't no man take that away from you. So if you cool with jumping it off on national TV, hey, just because you get a couple trinkets out the deal, baby, things come and go. But that respect, that self-respect and that legacy you leave behind, TV is forever. So if she's cool,
right,
or whoever may be cool with jumping it off like that, then, man, and she's got like an 18-year-old daughter, I'm straight.
Right. She's older than
that. Right.
I'm digging the dialogue. I'm over here rocking and pacing because there's a lot of it bothers me to an extent, but it doesn't, because it's expected for men not to step up and take accountability for what's going on. And I thank the ladies for calling in and expressing their thoughts and being real. A lot of brothers and a lot of men cannot handle telling you the truth. It's what it is. Because when the question is asked, where is this going? Uh-oh, now she wants to get into me and learn more about me and see the game that I'm playing. Well, it's really not a game. You just don't want to communicate to this woman who she really is.
Why?
You're making the conscious decision not to tell her, and you're anticipating the drama. Why is this? Well, number one, you hadn't been taught. Number two, the images around you are a little far above anything that you're really recognizing. You're letting your music talk for you.
Mm-hmm.
Since you really don't know what to say, you got to think of that good hook line that you heard in that last rap song to make this cool, because you don't want to have to go back to your boys and explain why the jump-off has moved into first lean position. I wrote a book about this. It's called Second Place Women Who Come In First. I'm not ashamed to talk about that, because the truth of the matter is somebody else who you really wasn't feeling like that, who you might be partially ashamed of, you've kind of gotten feelings for, and you don't really know how to accept or express those feelings. Prime example, those of you who live in this economy who have two vehicles, you may have your A to B car, the car that you just drive back and forth to work. It's not the gas guzzler. It's just the one that takes you from there. You're familiar with it. You know when the brakes are going to go bad on it, all those issues that the car may have. But when it's time for you to go out,
easy maintenance.
Yeah, easy maintenance. Everybody loves to drive the 92 Honda Accord.
Front, close, somebody
good.
Up on it, sling it.
You may not have to wash it. Just do what I got to do, get on and get out. But when you go ahead and you step out with that Mercedes, it's time to be seen. It's time to be noticed. You don't want nobody snickering and keying behind your back because you done brought Booger Wolf to somebody's wedding. You like her, but you don't want nobody else to know that, because you might be ashamed of what others might think of you. Selfish, sorry individual. It's not healthy. Just say what's on your mind, and tell her who she is and allow her to make that decision. If you're really not feeling her like that, say, you know what, I don't really know where this is going. I'm digging you, but not completely to the point where I know exactly what I want from you. It's what you're thinking. She's asking you, so you give her an option. If she don't want to kick it with you no more, brother, so be it. Let her kick rocks and move on to the next, on to the next. But you are so afraid of losing out. I just need to say enough to get her to stay a little bit longer till I figure this out, or I can find the replacement or the woman that I really wanted to kick it with. Because you call a little bit more often than she do. You're a little bit more convenient because you ain't way across town like old girl is. You holler back at me on Facebook a little bit more frequently, and until I get myself together, maybe till I get my money right, then I go holler at old girl. But what you want to do is just go ahead and settle for this one right here, this jump off, because she went on and broke you off day one or the first couple of days. Why that really got to be on you, player? How come she couldn't want some that time? See, a lot of brothers won't say this, and a hush will fall over Jerusalem, and ain't nobody going to challenge me and say that, nah, you lying, because I'm right, and I'm talking directly to your gut. That's when they get quiet, ladies, because I'm going to be real with you. My show, my time, my hour. I'm going to say what I want to say, and I'm going to keep it 100. It is what it is. So where is this going? Not exactly the direction that you may want it to go, but you're going to stick around and have your fun while you're here. Now, there are some consequences, like the lady said. So you got to be able to understand where exactly you want, what you want out of this relationship. So don't be afraid to step up and say, you know what, let me change these words around and say, so where is this going? Why don't you come back and say, so this is what I'd like to see. And if you don't get that type of response, and if you don't get what you're looking for at that particular time, give them your best two fingers and leave before your emotions get caught up. Sex is good. Nice to know. He's convenient for you. So is somebody else. Fellas, if you cannot say this, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I've expressed this to certain people, and they've gotten it. And I've talked around it. I've beaten around the bush because they allowed me to. Know how to play the game. I've been an athlete from a very young age. There's not too many games you can't play. You just choose to play certain ones. Prime example, LeBron James is a fantastic athlete. He hadn't won an NBA title yet. You don't see him trying to go play rugby and soccer because he's a hell of an athlete. No, he knows his game.
But he might get fouled.
It's all good.
But that's the thing. When you have busted and you have jump offs.
Right.
It may not be perfect.
It's not.
Somebody
going
might
to be
slide
perfect.
Through and not have any consequences. But if this is something that you're doing consecutively, you will have some consequences. If you're a female, you will have a stalker or two.
Think about
it. Don't get it twisted, especially if you let them come to your house. Males, the same thing. So, is it worth it? Is it worth it?
Nope.
To be a jump off or to have a jump off, is it worth it?
That is the question. Shakespeare said it, to be or not to be. That's the question. That's the real deal. We don't pay attention to our history. Is you going to be hoed or are you going to be the one that's hoeing? Figure it out. Find out what you want. Because ultimately that decision is going to have to lay on you. Y'all know I'm speaking the truth. Where else can you go? Be honest with yourself. Where else can you go in this day and age? Say what's on your mind. Speak your piece. Get off in the middle of the week. And be real. Have real conversation. Not at work. Not completely with all of your friends. Not completely with all of your family. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all are welcome here on the Happy Hour. Miss Oatmeal's going to keep it real with you 100% of the time. She's going to come with the 101. I'm going to let you have your open forum. It is what it is, because the online happy hour is here to stay. Go ahead and program this in your phone at 8 o'clock on Wednesday. Get ready to get down. Just like you need to be at work at 8 o'clock Monday through Friday, you need to be right here at 8 o'clock p.m. on the online happy hour, getting down, letting loose with the topics. If you have a business, you need to let people know that your business is out there. Corporate America is not going to keep you forever. So there's a difference between being a business owner and a hustler. All the hustlers keep it to yourself. If you have a business, holler at us on Facebook. Let us know. We can help you advertise your business. You see how we're doing? This ain't no joke. We're going to get real with you. I want to go back to the phone lines, ladies, if you don't mind. So where is this going? It's going back to the phone lines to holler at our folks in Shreveport, Louisiana, at that 318. We got a caller representing from Shreveport. Who's on the line with us tonight?
What's up, man? This is Julian, man. What's going on with you?
Joe, what's good, bro? How you been?
I'm good, man. The line is deceptive, bro. I'm somewhere else, but I just kept the same number. Man, I've been listening to the show for the past 10 minutes, man, just getting off work. And, you know, and I agree with y'all, man, just some of the things are just being a jump off. But I haven't listened to the whole show, so how would a person know if they're a jump off? If you're in a relationship and you think it's going well and that person's telling you, hey, we're just getting to know each other, how do you know if you're a jump off? And you're still physical with them.
I'm glad you called, brother. I've been knowing you since the fourth grade, and I ain't lied to you yet. I'm going to go ahead and be real with you, man.
Yeah.
With a jump off, and I can read some of the things from earlier in the show. The jump off is the one that you don't necessarily want everybody to know that you're involved with.
Okay, well, that part. But, you know, it'll say you are dating somebody, and realistically, man, you think they might be that person, but at the same time, you kind of have some reservations and some doubts. Are they a jump off?
Now, it depends on what those reservations are. What kind of doubts are you having? Is she crazy?
Well, I mean, it can go both ways, man. You may not have some of the same things in life that you want. You might go in different ways. You might have to share a different philosophy. And although you're physically attracted, you may like this person. Deep down, you have some reservations about it.
That's not a jump off. That's just somebody you're messing with.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, we all know the 12 o'clock calls at night, but, I mean, that's obvious. But, I mean, you could be with somebody. I just wanted to clarify that. That's all.
Well, yeah, you even use the word date. So, clearly,
you
know, nobody refers to taking the jump off on a date or dating the jump off. So, yeah, that's not a...
But actually, once you leave that person alone and you actually look at the relationship from hindsight, all it was physical, would you consider that a jump off? Even if you've gone out on a date or so, been out a couple friends, and you're like, well, man, even I liked all this time, that's all we did.
There was just nothing else there.
Yeah, it was just nothing else there besides the sex. I mean, that happens all the time. Though that's not the pretenses that the relationship started under. It's not like you saying it was like, hey, your place or mine. So it just didn't work out outside of the physical.
Okay. So you think people get that confused?
You might be somewhere where the jump off is. You know, you can be in the same, at the same position, but, I mean, they're just there and you're there.
Yeah, right.
And if you see up there, bro, do not buy her a drink. Just raise your glass.
Not at all, man.
Do not let it be known, dog. You're doing a little too much. You got to differentiate yourself from the jump off and somebody you're trying to get to know.
Do you think people get that mixed up?
Yeah, don't because with the jump off, bro, you really don't have to know her last name.
Yeah.
Woo!
Well, man, well, dang, that's a treading thin line. Yes, man.
Because think about it. With the technology we have right now, if that's somebody you're going to put their last name in your phone. It's just Kim. You know what I'm saying?
It's Kim.
This old girl from, you know, or just give her the name in your phone. Like, okay, this is Shreveport right here. I remember her.
You say hello.
Are dudes
how you
out
doing?
There
have
like
a good
that?
Time.
Not
all right. See you later. Then if you
are
don't
there people
them,
out
when you leave, you might hit
Julia, man, I appreciate you calling, dog. Keeping it real, keeping it 100, man.
I appreciate y'all, man. Take care.
We we have another caller that's on the line. Miss Omen, who is that calling us tonight? Who do you see?
We have a Dallas caller, 972, last four digits, 4452.
Caller, you on the line. What's going on?
Okay, this is Eno in Plano. I've been checking y'all for about the last 20 minutes. How y'all doing?
Good, brother. Glad you called in. Talk to us.
Okay, I'm just a little confused. What does the confusion on the jump-offs part come into play? Because you know what it is going into the game.
Exactly.
So where's the confusion coming from?
Exactly.
The emotions that get involved.
The emotions that get involved.
Yeah.
The confusion comes in when you start cuddling and you don't have the individual go home after you finish your business. And you get up and you have breakfast. Or you might take them somewhere where nobody else knows you. When you start talking on the phone to them regularly, that's where the confusion starts.
When it begins to appear to be a relationship instead
right.
of just sex.
Because a jump off is supposed to be just, you know, your maintenance for a woman, her maintenance man, you know, or for a man, you know, his little jump off, somebody that he has that he's just physical with. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we do, ladies and gentlemen. We keep it real. We keep it 100 on the show. I'm glad y'all are tuning in. I'm glad y'all are chiming in the chat room. Folks are just in there. They looking what's going on. Like, man, y'all are off the chain. We know. And we're glad that you all are a part of it. This is how we get down, folks. This is the online happy hour. HowWasYourWeekend.com. Spell was with a Z. We just going to keep it real. And we represent for the real businesses out there. Now, I want to send a big shout-out, as always, to the best in the Midwest in travel. Whether it's near or far, if you need to get there, let B&B take you there. B&B Tour and Charters out of Kansas City, Missouri. And don't let it mind you because it's out of KC. They travel nationwide. You may not want to take them road trips and them long, expensive travels in your car. Go ahead and get your crew together. Load up on that bus. I'm going to give you the toll-free number. Ask for Mr. Brown. He's going to take care of you. 877-411-8600. Again, 877-411-8600. Ms. Oatmeal, this has been a great show tonight.
Yes, it has.
It's been awesome. For those of you all who don't know, we're going to send a link back to Facebook. You can click back on the link, share the podcast with your friends, and let them know how we get down and how we trip out. There's no reason why we can't continue to do this every week. Let the crowd get crunk and let y'all do your thing.
And you can always go back and listen to any show because they're all archived.
They're all right there just for you. We get down for y'all. If you have a topic that you want to talk about, hit us up on Facebook. Become a friend. Follow us on Facebook. If you don't know how to get to the link, type in How Was Your Weekend on the Facebook page. If you're on the Blog Talk page, go to our page and click on it where it says Facebook. Join us. We are the family, extended family, that we talk about the realness, ladies and gentlemen. It's about to go down like bad stock. Now, keep this in mind. Some of what we're talking about is represented from the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First. The website is coming up next month. We're going to be really busy this weekend getting it together because Miss Oatmeal Brown's coming out with that hot new track, Knick Knack. We're going to end the show. We started the show with it earlier, but I want y'all to be sure to listen to this hot track and watch the video coming soon.
And also check it out on iTunes.
Absolutely. We're blowing up. We're doing big things, folks. We got books out. We got music out. We got a show out. We're doing live shows around town. Joe Weekend. We're wrapping up the show. I want to thank the panel for their insight. Thank the folks who called in and been chatting and blogging with us. As always, you make the show what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, if you had a good time tonight, just do us a favor. Just tell three more people to chime in with you next week as Ms. Oatmeal and I come back with another hot topic. I want to say on behalf of my folks, log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown. Good night. God first.
Go, Mom. We gone.
I know you like my knick-knack tattywhack. I know you like my knick-knack tattywhack. I know you like. make them drop it like it's hot. I make them gas for the side, cause they want what I got. The next neck patty wax by the side from the bag. But what do you think if their teeth are fitting in the strategy? Cornbread, collard greens, red beans, mac and cheese. I know you like the baby teeth, so let me put your mind at ease. What? So let me put your mind at ease.
Just cause you see me in my jeans, don't mean that
I'm feeling it.
You like the way my body lives.